We're back here on Giants.com at the Combine in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. I am John Schmelken. Today's insider is Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net. And Tony, the offensive linemen and tight ends are on the book. Let's start with the O-line first. Your overall take on what you saw from the big guys. The first overall pick at that position is supposed to be Brandon Scherff. He had to shut it down today with a hamstring.
Not really impressive, which is why Brandon Scherff, as you said, is the top offensive lineman. It's probably not going to be a top five pick. I mean, not a lot of athleticism. I think some guys like Jake Fisher of Oregon really surprised. There were a few other guys. It was a solid, not a spectacular crop of offensive tackles, which I think disappointed a lot of NFL scouts and general managers, because this is supposed to be, especially the tackle position, a position of strength as we move towards the draft.
What guys at that tackle position do you think are better run blockers? And maybe could even shift inside at some point and help you out at guard, kind of like Zach Martin did last year. Obviously not to that caliber.
Well, you already mentioned the top guy, Brandon Scherff. Yeah. I mean, Scherff can play left tackle, right tackle, can also be moved inside to guard. I think T.J. Clemmings, the guy who gets a lot of press, played right tackle. He's very athletic. A lot of people project him to guard, as myself. He's got to learn the position. And also Lael Collins. I mean, here's a guy who's a masher, a mauler as a run blocker. Played left tackle at LSU, but a lot of people think, and including myself, think he's better off inside in confined quarters where he can use that strength and that straight-ahead power to his advantage.
I've heard a lot of disappointment from people here about the depth of the tight end position and how some of these college offenses now aren't asking tight ends to do the stuff that you need to do in the NFL.
It's not just the depth, it's the talent at the top. I mean, really, except for Devin Funchess, who a lot of people think is going to be a wide receiver, there's no first-round tight end. A lot of number two and number three tight ends in this year's draft. That's the best way to put it.
The skill positions take center stage on Saturday. The running back position is supposed to be one of the deeper spots in this year's draft. The Giants have Andre Williams, Rashad Jennings, so first and second down's pretty much covered. Is there, in this draft, a decent amount, and who might they be? Guys that can fill that third down, explosive guy, make a big play at any time type of role.
There's no ball carrier with the home run hitting speed. No guy that's going to, you know, if they give him a little bit of space, he's going to turn a 5-yard run into a 30-yard run. But there are some good players, complete backs. David Cobb out of Minnesota is a guy who can run up, pound that on the inside, has the agility and speed to turn the corner. Also a real good pass catcher out of the backfield. Sort of like the Brown kid from North Carolina State that the Giants had limited success with, but he couldn't stay healthy. Cobb, I think, is a better, more durable version of that from Minnesota. David Johnson of Northern Iowa, another David, is a guy to keep an eye on. Great athlete, learning to be a football player. He's built like a rock. He's probably going to run in the 4.4s. Has got good upside potential, but the sort of guy that you can put on the field on third down, give him the ball, have him catch out of the backfield. He'll do a good job for you.
Finally, in wide receiver, the Giants got a gem in the first round at Odell Beckham Jr. Victor Hughes coming back from that injury, but those are two guys that are, you know, on the smaller side, can play outside or inside. Maybe in the middle rounds, where's that bigger 6'2", 6'3", wide receiver that can maybe be that position guy for you that the Giants might find in the middle of the draft?
Yeah, look to the west. Ty Montgomery of Stanford. He fits that bill. He's 6'2 and change. He's over 210 pounds. He's going to run very well. He's incredibly athletic. The problem with Ty Montgomery is consistency. He does not play to a high level of consistency. He's got first-round type physical skills, but when you watch him on the field, he plays like a middle-round choice. Also a good red zone threat.
Tony, great stuff. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the weekend at the Combine.
Thanks for having me.
Tony Pauline, DraftInsider.net. We thank him for joining us as the Combine continues from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Stay tuned to Giants.com/Combine for coverage all weekend long.